Well, for those of you folks who are in particularly southern Missouri, especially southeast Missouri, MoDOT is now urging everyone in that area to stay off the roads because of the ice storm. This is a rare ice storm warning, and I'm Brian Helsworth. Joining me to talk about the latest and also some of the numbers we're seeing is Derek Snyder. Derek's very busy. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Paducah. Paducah office, which is technically in Kentucky, serves southeast Missouri. Derek, I know you're super busy. What can you tell us right now as far as southeast Missouri, where our listeners are? What are some of the ice totals? What are you hearing, sir?
Yeah, we have seen a mixture of sleet and freezing rain across southeast Missouri. We had light glazing of freezing drizzle, freezing rain early this morning that caused travel issues. And then we had a little bit of a lull, but now we've had another round of moderate to heavy sleet that has fallen on top of that freezing rain. That's really caused a mess on the roads, especially the untreated side roads and parking lots, sidewalks. All those things are very hazardous, treacherous to if you're venturing out. We've seen the totals haven't been very high so far, but we're expecting another round of freezing rain and sleet to develop through the afternoon into tonight and overnight into Thursday morning. So we're definitely concerned about the very hazardous travel conditions with the icy roads, untreated bridges and overpasses, and as well as those sidewalks and parking lots. And then as we go through tonight, with the freezing rain continuing, there is the potential for some scattered power outages, especially in the Missouri Blue Heel area and further north to around Poplar Bluff. In those areas of southeast Missouri, that's just where our concern for power outages and tree damage from ice accumulation is.
It sounds to me, from what you're saying, Derek, that we had this round come in this morning. Obviously, schools close, and then you said another one is coming in. It's maybe happening right now. And then another round or two on top of that. Did I hear you right?
Yes, and we're just expecting kind of periods of light freezing rain and sleet. And with the temperatures dropping well below freezing tonight, well into the 20s, we're concerned about any refreezing of any melted water on the roads, especially, and then the additional accumulations of up to maybe another 1 to 2 tenths of ice, and then maybe a little bit of sleet accumulation mixed in with that. So definitely an icy, wintry mess out there.
I know you're busy. Anything you'd like to add, sir?
We just like to add that if you can stay home until we can get until the road crews can do their jobs and get the roads clear and ice free. If you can stay home, we'd urge everyone to stay home. If you have to travel, use extreme caution. You know, reduce your speed. Even if the road just looks wet, we've had lots of reports of crashes where people drove over a bridge that was iced over or hit some black ice where the road didn't look that dangerous, but with this ice accumulation on it, it can be incredibly dangerous.
And those crashes you're hearing about, a lot of them are in southeast Missouri, sir?
We've heard of crashes around Poplar Bluff area. We've heard of crashes along I-55 south in from Cape Girardeau further south. Lots of slide-offs, especially in those corridors with the latest round of sleet that kind of covered the roads.